Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Daryl White, the Director of Law Enforcement and Corrections Programs in the Public Safety Division of Gulf Coast State College. Daryl, how are you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
We are glad to have you in studio with us. Mm-hmm. We are doing a whole push for the Public Safety Division over this next week. And today we're talking specifically about the Law Enforcement and Corrections Programs out of the North Bay campus. Tell me a little bit about those two programs.
Law Enforcement Program is just a Florida certified training program for the law enforcement. To be a certified law enforcement in the state of Florida, you have to go through the CJSTC, which is the Criminal Justice State and Training Commission, the academy, and then the same for the corrections program. It's, the law enforcement program is, roughly about 8-9 months, and then the corrections program is 3 to 4 months.
And that prepares you for the certification tests to go and actually take a job and be a corrections officer or a law enforcement officer.
Correct.
Here at Gulf Coast State College, we have both of those, but we also have a dedicated campus for public safety, which provides wonderful training opportunities that you may not have elsewhere. We have facilities for, we have an enormous driving pad with actual police cars where you can, tell me a little bit about the facilities out there.
The facilities up there, Gulf Coast takes pride in, making sure that, the public safety division has, innovative technology and stuff. And we continue to search out those innovative technologies to try to make sure that we prepare our students the best we can. We seek out, the new cars, new vehicles, the best instructors that we can provide, and, they get an opportunity to just, learn how to be an offensive and a defensive driver. Mm-hmm. The instructors, are working with the students one-on-one on how to do the obstacle courses and the requirements set out by FDLE.
Let's talk about that for a minute, the instructors. Not only, one-on-one instruction for the majority of these courses, but the instructors themselves have a background in the field. You have a law enforcement background.
Correct. Each instructor is they're members of the field, and the whether it's law enforcement or corrections, they've worked in the field. Myself, I've worked in it for coming up on 18 years in law enforcement, and we make sure that each instructor stays current with the knowledge and has relevant experience that they can pass on to the students and make sure that they have the knowledge to do the job.
And certainly not only the academic training, but certainly the experience and the way that having done it before is something that's so valuable in communicating to a student what the experience could be like for them when they get where mm-hmm. they're trying to be.
Correct.
Which is a great asset that Gulf Coast helps promote and pursue. Now, there are two vocational certifications for the law enforcement and the corrections officer, but there is also an associate's degree to complete and get your actual criminal justice degree.
Yes. So we encouraged each student that comes through the law enforcement or the corrections training, once they complete the academy and become certified, they can apply those knowledge and the hours that they put in towards the Associates of Science or the Associates of Arts, just depending on the track that they want to go on.
Mm. And certainly having that much time committed, why not go ahead and finish? Why not complete that degree?
Definitely. I encourage it. I encourage each student to go ahead and finish out their degree, and maybe go further.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, having that AA or AS is always beneficial in the pay scale compared to not having it.
It is. For a sense of accomplishment and for the future promotions and stuff. Not only that, but in the state of Florida, they encourage students, I mean the law enforcement officers or correction officers become educated in the field and stuff. You know, they offer a salary incentive, you know, for those having a degree, you know, associates and your bachelors.
And this is a great way to get started on that track.
Correct.
Get in the field, and then you have a way to continue to progress.
Correct.
Which is a great way to get yourself started in that field. Now, there are some requirements when you're applying for the law enforcement, the corrections, or the other public safety programs. You've got to first apply to the college in general. So get accepted to Gulf Coast State College. And then you have to apply directly to the program you're looking for. Now, for the law enforcement and corrections programs, what are some of the requirements that I have to have to apply?
One, you have to be 19 years old, and you have to have completed a high school or GED, and we'll do a background and an interview. And there's just there's a packet that we give each student, and we'll be more than glad to help them walk through that packet and make sure that they do everything. There's also a requirement for the law enforcement and the corrections where they take a basic abilities test, you know, just general knowledge test, you know, to see where they're at. And once you pass that, then you can go ahead and enter into the program.
Which is great. They're getting, not only are we verifying the background of the students and, you know, making sure that they're a good fit for the program and a good fit for succeeding with the program, but it's also getting them used to the way that that field actually functions in an administrative sense.
Yes, it does.
Now, one of the things is we do have some deadlines for application, which are creeping up. The application deadline for the spring semester is December 22nd. The orientation is January 5th, and classes start on January 12th. So you have some time, about a little under a month, to get your application to the law enforcement and the corrections program. But yeah, don't wait, because there's some paperwork to get processed.
Yes, and you know, the deadline is so we can make sure that every student has all of the necessary material, because we don't meet just the Gulf Coast paperwork requirement. We also have to make sure that FDLE's side of the paperwork is complete. So we want to make sure that, you know, everything is in order and stuff before the student starts.
Which is great. It's so important to make sure that you, with your college experience, are taking a solid step forward. The last thing you want to do is first day of class not have all your paperwork and then can't focus on the instruction. Can't
Correct.
Focus on the material you're supposed to be learning. So that's a great process set up. Daryl, is there anything else we need to know?
Well, you know, the with the program, there's also certain scholarships and financial aid and all that's available to students that, you know, wish to do it, and they're, you know, kind of wondering how they're going to pay for the program. It's an affordable program. So,
Certainly. And it's also... with a lot of the public safety programs, it's also scheduled so that you can pursue this program while still employed somewhere else. You can take night courses and still get across the finish line into a new field while working a day job.
Correct. The night class is from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, and then there's going to be a day class, but we'll start that in next spring. Later on in the spring, there'll be a day class that starts from 8 to 2. You know, so we make it versatile, you know, so they can go ahead and, you know, try to do, you know, stay in the current job so they can pay the bills and then still, you know, go to school and finish this.
Certainly. Of course, if you want any more information about this, it's all online at gulfcoast.edu/public safety. Daryl, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is Daryl White, the director of the Law Enforcement and Corrections Programs with the Public Safety Division of Gulf Coast State College. We're going to take a quick break for our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.